question referred to the areas of Lifford St Johnson and Rafoe, and it was referencing houses that were would be constructed or houses under for acquisition over the next period of time. And the answer that we came back for the whole of the Stornoway MD suggested that overall there's 28 houses that would either be subject to acquisition or in the process of planning through to construction. None of them, in fact, ready until maybe the third quarter of 2018. And when you look at the figures for the area would suggest that there's 342 families on the housing list, but there's 185 of those families who are currently housed under the HAP scheme. And that leaves a net housing list. There's 21 under other schemes and leaves a net housing waiting list of 136. Now, if you were one of the 136 families that were waiting for housing, and you have a report such as this, which suggests that the maximum here over the next 18 months or so is going to be 28, then it leaves you with very little hope. And I think, you know, that people are deserving of a house. It's one of the functions of a local authority. And these figures are totally unsatisfactory. There has to come more funding and more provision of houses for the families that are in need of them.
And is there any hope that measures can be taken to increase these figures?
Well, obviously the council will be making representations to the department are the people that had forward the funding for such as this, and the funding that we've received at the minute, while it's welcome, is totally inadequate to meet the needs or to give any hope to the majority of the families that are struggling and waiting to be on the council housing list.